My dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God, our Creator, from Jesus, our Savior, and from the unpredictable, unquenchable Holy Spirit whose presence we celebrate today. It is so very good to be back in our Lord's house and worship together, isn't it? Yes, yes indeedy. Ah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
All right. You didn't forget, did you? Today is Pentecost, and most of us are familiar with the account of the events that day. So our text says that the disciples were gathered in one place. So what happened there? Suddenly there came a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and what looked like tongues of fire appeared on the heads of the apostles. Jerusalem was full of people for the festival, and hearing the great wind, they came to see what was happening. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, and the apostles began talking. And although there were people from everywhere, each of them heard his own language. And they were amazed. They were astonished. Yes, Jerusalem was full of all kinds of people for the festival. The festival, what kind of festival? Well, it was Pentecost. And our text begins when the day of Pentecost had arrived. So then, what is Pentecost? Pentecost was a Jewish holiday or festival which God had commanded. Pentecost was 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It was the festival of first fruits, that is, the spring wheat festival. Now, we don't plant wheat here early enough for it to come in May, but the weather there is warmer. So the first harvest of wheat is really right about now in that area. And at the feast, Jews were to come to Jerusalem, and that is why the city was full of so many people from so many places. Now, in addition to this wheat harvest at this festival, they would remember the giving of the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai. God told Moses to tell the Israelites, "You shall be my treasured people. You will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." And the Lord sent Moses to tell the people to sanctify themselves. On the third day, there was thunder and there was lightning on the mountain, and then fire, for the Lord had come down to the mountain. And Moses, he went up to meet the Lord. And there the Lord established Israel as his people. "I am the Lord your God," he said. "I brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." That is what happened in the wilderness at Mount Sinai. That was the event that the Jews were remembering on Pentecost. How God chose them out of all the people to make a covenant with them. What then happens on this day, on Pentecost? Well, on Pentecost, you know, there's this rushing mighty wind, just like there had been lightning and thunder at Mount Sinai, glowing with fire as the Lord came down. Now, there were tongues of fire on the apostles' heads, and the Jews were remembering that day, the day the Lord had made his covenant with them. Now, in a similar way, He is declaring his covenant and making a new people for himself. Peter, being filled with the Holy Spirit, preached the good news of Christ to all who were there. And this same Peter would later write in his epistle these words: "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." God called Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, into the promised land. He made them his chosen and special people. Now God has called many. He has called you, all of you here today, his church, to be his cherished and chosen people. So we are living in Pentecost. At the Passover, the Jews remembered that they were delivered from Egypt. At Easter, we remember Christ's victory over sin, death, and the devil. At Pentecost, the Jews celebrated the first fruits of wheat. At Pentecost, we see the first fruit of faith in Christ and how, with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the gospel is spreading to all people, even to us. We are part of this ongoing harvest of wheat in Christ, living in his kingdom and waiting for the ingathering of all the harvest on his return on the last day. You are his church. We are his church, living in the kingdom of God. He poured out his Holy Spirit at Pentecost. At Mount Sinai, Moses had to go up to the Lord. Now the Lord, by his Spirit, comes down to you. Comes down to you. Only Moses could see and speak to the Lord and hear from him. But you, now, his church, has the Holy Spirit. By the working of the Holy Spirit, you hear from the Lord directly through his word, and you speak to him in prayer. The Pentecost is not just a day on a calendar. It is not just remembering the past and what the Lord had done. Pentecost is a day of making new people of God. A day God chose you. He's choosing you. Will there be sorrows and trials? Well, of course there will be. Just like the Israelites had difficulties and they had pandemics and problems and trials. But you remember that you are God's chosen one. He has made for himself a new people, and he has chosen each and every one of you. And by his Spirit, we are living. We are living as his royal priesthood. The harvest is ongoing as we await the return of our King Jesus. Christ is risen. And Christ shall come again. Amen.